This is Marketplace. I'm Adrienne Hill. College textbooks are notoriously expensive. A new copy of the 8th edition of Principles of Economics, to use an example fitting to our show, will run you more than $200. Braille textbooks for blind students are significantly more expensive. Translating a textbook into Braille can cost thousands of dollars. A reprint costs hundreds, and many textbooks aren't available in Braille at all. Now, a major Braille book publisher is working to make higher-level course materials more accessible. WABE's Tasneem Shama reports.
Here's how blind student Kyla Weathers describes her first semester of college back in 2010.
I didn't do terribly, I didn't flunk out or anything.
During her time at Dalton State College in North Georgia, she used workarounds. She had a professional scribe sit next to her during exams to transcribe her Braille answers to the Roman alphabet. And she got most of her college textbooks in a hard copy Braille format.
It's kind of funny. I tell people that I'm a visual learner, even though I've been totally blind my entire life. But to really understand something, especially academically, I would prefer to read it and have it under my fingers because I feel like it sticks in my head better.
She went on to become the first fully blind student to graduate from Dalton State last year. And since universities are not required to collect information about students with disabilities and the type of disabilities they have, it's hard to quantify how many students may need vision-related services. But the American Foundation for the Blind estimates there are about 245,000 college students who are blind or visually impaired nationwide. Many of their schools send requests for Braille transcription to Georgia Tech's Accessibility Solutions and Research Center, or AMAC, which has a printing press. Guy Tolles heads AMAC's Braille Services Department. It's one of the only centers in the country focused on college textbooks, especially science, technology, engineering, and math.
Those subjects require advanced codes, the need to see things in a spatial arrangement, but then also the maps, charts, diagrams, and figures that have to be recreated in order for the Braille reader to feel and understand a concept.
In a biochemistry textbook, diagrams of molecules look like a collage art project. Strings of yarn and strips of paper are embedded amidst the Braille. And because Braille takes up more physical space...
You know, a math book may be 1,000 pages. Well, it may be 5,000 Braille pages.
So they're heavy and more expensive than your average college textbook. Converting just 5 chapters of a science book into Braille can cost up to $15,000. But Braille reprints go for about $500.
The types of subjects that I see students who are blind or vision impaired enrolled in now, from an aeronautical school to, you know, some of the highest levels of math, computer coding, I think that's a sign that, you know, equal access is only going to improve.
There are 8 people at AMAC dedicated to Braille transcription services, but most of the transcription work is produced by an unlikely group of outside contractors. Prisoners and ex-convicts. Becky Snyder is with the American Printing House for the Blind's National Prison Braille Network in Louisville, Kentucky. Her group helps teach inmates how to read and transcribe Braille materials. She says prisoners tell her,
"There's a child out there in a classroom who now is able to participate fully in a classroom because of something that I'm doing."
And she says it gives prisoners a practical skill and benefits them in other ways.
I think it raises self-esteem and gives people a great sense of purpose.
The prison Braille program has doubled over the last decade, expanding to more than 30 states. In Atlanta, I'm Tasneem Shama for Marketplace.